İnternet altyapısı denildiğinde aklımıza sadece fiber geliyor ama önemli bir başka bileşen, her zaman söylediğimiz gibi internet kavşakları olarak adlandırabileceğimiz internet trafik değişim noktası. Bunu otoyolda giderken gideceğimiz yere trafiği kolaylaştıran bir kavşak gibi düşünün, internet üzerindeki bir kavşak gibi. 2016'da söyleşi yaptığımız Amerikalı bir uzman İstanbul için bölgenin doğal internet kavşağı diyordu ama günümüze kadar Türkiye'de etkin bir internet trafik kavşağı kurulması gündeme gelemedi. Oysa Orta Doğu, hatta Uzak Doğu, Afrika, Kafkaslar, Avrupa arasında gerçekten de İstanbul bir kavşak noktası olabilir. 1997 yılında Türk Telekom'un dışındaki operatörler TIX adıyla bir trafik değişim noktası kurdular. 2011'de ise yine Türk Telekom dışındaki operatörler tarafından TNET kuruldu. İkisi de içine Türk Telekom'un girmediği bir yapı ve atıl durumda kaldılar. Malum Türk Telekom özelleştirme sırasında Türkiye'nin internet altyapısını, şebekesini 2026 yılına kadar yönetme, ki bunun içinde diğer operatörlerle parası karşılığı paylaşma da var, imtiyazı aldı. Geçtiğimiz yıllarda China Mobile, Türkiye'nin 3 büyük şehrinde Trabzon, Ankara ve İstanbul internet trafik değişim noktası kurma projesi duyurdular ama gerçekleşmedi. Buna karşılık 2015 yılında Türkiye'ye Alman trafik değişim noktası olan DGX geldi. Saniyede 11 terabitlik trafiği yöneten DGX, bu trafikte dünyanın en büyüğü olarak tanımlanıyor. İnternet trafik değişim noktası ve DGX'in konusundaki bütün bu detayları anlatması için Almanya'dan CEO Ivo Ivanov'u davet ettik. Ivanov aslında geçtiğimiz haftada İstanbul'daydı. Kendisine bütün bunları soruyor olacağız. Hi Ivo.
Hello. Thanks for having me in your chat.
Yes.
My pleasure. We missed each other last week in Istanbul.
Yeah. I was asking that. I hope you enjoyed your trip to Istanbul. I will.
Oh, yes, I did. It was fantastic.
Could you give us some information about DGX? How many points or countries are you currently present in, and how much data are you exchanging? What are your growth plans?
Thank you. Very valid question, because the presence of DGX globally changes almost weekly. So I have to be very careful with the numbers here. This is a very
comfortable
situation.
This is why I am asking you.
Thank you. So the company first has been operating for 27 years now. Established in 1995 in Frankfurt, Germany. The company in 2022, as of now, in June 2022, the company operates platforms in 39 metros around the globe on 5 continents, including North America, including Europe, Middle East, Asia, India, and Fusion, since yesterday, or actually Wednesday, 2 days back, Africa. We announced the first 3 countries where DGX will start operations in Africa, with Libya, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In terms of connected networks, DGX platforms interconnect 2,750 networks as of now, growing daily. This makes the DGX ecosystem around the globe the largest data center and carrier internet exchange ecosystem in the world. Why data center and carrier neutral? Because we are focused on internet exchange only. We are not an operator, we are not a carrier, we do not operate data centers. We are deploying our setups in the data centers, and we do partner with data centers and operators, This is the beauty of the DigiX model, very neutral with very open access. Given this fact, the number of data centers around the globe where network operators can get access to the DigiX exchanges is more than 500. 500 around the globe are enabled data centers. Within the 2,750 networks I mentioned connected to the different platforms, we see all types of different networks. Those are carriers, ISPs, huge, middle, and small. We have all the content guys, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Netflix, you name them, all of them. We have content delivery networks, those networks who deliver a lot of content to offices and households. Of course, cloud service providers, different types, gaming companies. Actually, all the different business model types on the digital network business today, internet network business today, are present in our ecosystem. And last but not least, you asked about traffic. In total, the connected capacity on all platforms, including Istanbul, of course, is more than 22 tera. The connected capacity is more than 100 terabit connected capacity, and 22 terabit is live traffic exchange. That means 22 terabit per second live exchange on the platforms as we speak.
Very interesting. I will ask about what is internet traffic exchange point also, but first I want to ask about your Istanbul voyage. You were here 2 weeks ago or something, and you said that Turkey could be a regional hub or cloud connection and data traffic. Shall we open this? What are you doing in Turkey? And what is your plans?
Yeah. DigiX Istanbul has been established 7 years back. And we have created in Istanbul, in Turkey so far, something what has not been created so far in the country. You mentioned in the beginning in your introduction, different initiatives we have seen in Turkey over the years. But the DigiX Istanbul one became the first with a sizable ecosystem. To the DigiX Istanbul platform, we do have connected all of the relevant operators. Even Turk Telecom International is now connected with their international network. Of course, Turkcell Super Online, Vodafone Turkey, we do have Turknet, and many others. On the one hand, those are internet service providers, carriers, operators. They provide internet services to our offices and to our homes, obviously, right? On the other hand, we have connected in Istanbul already directly international, national, and regional content networks. Or networks, we call them outbound networks, networks who do produce more content because they are gaming networks with applications, etc. So bringing all these two types together and letting them interconnect directly in one secure aggregated ecosystem is what an internet exchange provides as a benefit. It creates efficiency, increases security, keeps the data and the traffic local. In this case, for Istanbul, it keeps it in Turkey. It doesn't allow that the traffic travels back to Frankfurt, Amsterdam, London, or Singapore. It stays in Turkey and motivates international and regional content. Companies like Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Akamai to be present on site in Turkey. And this is what we happen, because we motivated them together with the operators partnering in Istanbul with, to create their local setups in Istanbul, in Turkey. All the names I mentioned, the big names, Microsoft, Facebook, Akamai, etc., they are live connected in Istanbul. The DigiX Istanbul ecosystem is the first one in Turkey with this gravity, making sure that Turkish data and traffic stays in Turkey. Better security and better quality and better data privacy for everybody involved in this value chain. Last but not least, we have seen a huge trend with the DigiX Istanbul platform. A lot of enterprises, Turkish companies, bigger companies, they started deciding to use the platform in collaboration with operators like Turkcell Super Online, Vodafone Turkey, and so on, for their cloud connectivity needs. So they connect to DigiX Istanbul for their different cloud connectivity needs in collaboration with the domestic operators I mentioned. Connected to DigiX Istanbul, they can increase the quality on their Microsoft 365, for instance, applications we all use in business, in the business world even more, like Teams, the ERP system, the CRM system based on Microsoft Dynamics, with private, secure, extremely reliable and highly performable interconnection to M365, Microsoft 365. In Turkey, directly, I'll give you one example. If you have asked me, Ivo, do you believe a construction company will connect to an internet exchange? If you would have asked me this 3 years back, I would have told you, Füzun is a nice dream, but dreamer. This dream became, in 2022, reality. It became true. A construction company connected to use M365 over the platform, and they reported latency decrease of 90%, which means 56 milliseconds to 6 milliseconds. For the audience you are serving with this beautiful format, just to explain latency, in our industry we measure the speed of light and speed of traffic exchange by latency. To understand how sensitive applications today on latency are, bear in mind that a good gaming application, a good live streaming on sports, on football, or on live show cannot be provided in high resolution if the latency is not lower than 35 milliseconds. It has to be lower than 35 milliseconds. Now understand how important latency is. iBlink is 100 milliseconds. So we are talking about really, really fast traffic exchange.
Interesting and very good. I will ask you one from one of your articles. You asked how the internet holds firms during times of COVID-19, the amount of data, as you know, increasing day by day, IoT, 5G, so artificial intelligence. So what, I mean, to us, what role do internet exchange points play in the flow of the internet around the world?
Internet exchanges will play a more important role in the future, as they have done in any case so far. Why? COVID, the pandemic showed us how important digitalization is. We all understand this. There is no need to explain that digitalization is now everywhere, in our business, in our private lives. Digitalization allows us to stay connected, to being able to stay connected to families, to friends, to do our business in the lockdown times. And today, nobody will question how important digitalization will be in the future. The pandemic time just accelerated dramatically the need for digital transformation. Every single company today digital services already. If they produce just an entirely non-digital product like this cup for coffee, the processes, manufacturing processes behind this product are digital already, right? the management of suppliers, etc. So having said this, and given the example of applications used in the business world, like cloud-based applications, like real-time traffic management in the manufacturing, connected car, e-health applications supporting the health industry, but also collaborative work applications, virtual desktops, all these close to real-time or real-time applications, they require extremely high performance, which means very low latency and high level of security. All this together tells us that the digital infrastructure which serves these applications and allows that we as users, being business users or private users, can enjoy this performance and the security, that this digital infrastructure needs to get as close as possible where the users are. Having said this, first, we will see exchanges deployed around the globe everywhere. At least this is the strategy of Digix, to deploy exchanges everywhere. Even in Turkey, our plan is to deploy more exchanges than the one in Istanbul, in other cities as well. We have to get closer where the users are and allow the operators, on the one hand, and the application service provider, like cloud-based applications, all type of different solutions, to interconnect directly as close as possible where the users are, where the offices are, where the manufacturing is, where the homes are. This requires close proximity to cities, in cities, to manufacturing campuses, etc. Talking about 5G, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, will lead the development of infrastructure to a level where we will see interconnection and internet exchanges happening on highway crossroads, 5G cell towers, and this is what Digix plans to do. We will develop very agile edge internet exchanges close to where the important real-time IoT traffic exchange happens, supported by artificial intelligence, 5G, and 6G in the future standards. This is the triangle of edge interconnection. Artificial intelligence, 5G, 6G standards, and IoT. This is interconnection in the edge we will serve in the future in Turkey as well.
By the way, you know that Musk's satellite systems, I am also wondering, will low-orbit satellite systems have an impact on establishment and development of traffic exchange points?
Definitely. We at Digix, we have a special LEO satellite interconnection program. We call it Space-Internet Exchange. For now, don't get me wrong, I do not plan to send an exchange into the space. For now, there might be one day a Digix exchange in the space. However, today we already started to helping LEO operators to interconnect their ground stations with our ecosystem. Because a LEO satellite network is nothing else than a backbone from space. This backbone from space needs to be extremely well interconnected with applications, with content, all the networks we have in our ecosystem already. This program is up and running, is live, and first level satellite operators connected. I am a big fan of this technology. I believe this technology will allow the industry to enable regions which are underserved. They cannot be easily served by fiber because the business case doesn't work. The landscape is difficult to dig the road, right? Think about countries like Philippines with 17,000 islands. How you can create a fiber network there? It's much easier to serve them from space. Also, the LEO satellite network can serve 5G cell towers as a backbone network. in regions where the fiber cannot get to the 5G towers, allowing mobile users to get 5G even in the mountains, right? The next one is, we know that the chance that the next smartphones, I don't want to mention names here, they will have on their chip a direct satellite access, LEO satellite access on the bandwidth. Exciting times. Therefore, I call the LEO technology new hope from space.
And my last question, how can internet traffic exchange points support the survival of local, national, or regional networks in case of natural disasters or cyber attacks? In the same context, I would like to ask, how are Vedics affected by that Ukrainian-Russian conflict?
Yeah, thank you. Important and serious questions. To the first one first. Internet exchanges create a very high resilience if it comes to robustness of network. If a network operator, let me give you one example, is connected with an application in one way only, and if the delivery of this application on the network of the application relies on a subsea cable only, and this subsea cable becomes affected, it's cut, right? There is an outage. Then we will see a huge disruption. So the access network will not be able to deliver the application service in good quality to the users. An internet exchange allows higher redundancy for traffic exchange. In the case if one path is interrupted because of the richness of the ecosystem on the internet exchange, the access network can find another path to this application, which is as short as possible as the first one. And this makes internet exchanges extremely important for the robustness and resilience of the internet. The second is, they localize traffic, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning. They create local ecosystems, motivating both application providers, content, streaming, gaming, cloud, you name it, on the one hand, and operators to exchange the traffic as local as possible where the users are. This increases the security because the traffic doesn't travel around the globe, and increases also the level of data sovereignty and data privacy because the data of the people stays in their country. Now to your second question. DigiX doesn't have operations in Russia or Ukraine, so therefore we were not directly affected. On different platforms outside of Ukraine and Russia, as you don't have platforms there, we do have networks from these countries interconnected on the platforms. We, as an operator, we're infrastructure operator, we're neutral, we're not involved in content discussions, we're on a layer two, and we are not subject of sanctions.
Thank you, Ivo. It was an interview with full of information, but I noticed that you are flags behind of you. What are those flags? Could you show us? Turkish flag?
The flag is there. Istanbul in year seven now. We have European Union flag because we have a lot of exchanges in Europe, like the Spain one, Germany, US is here. India, of course. By the way, DigiX Mumbai became the largest internet exchange in entire Asia, just beginning of the year. And as you can see, all of the other flags stay, all flags, they stay for one internet exchange of DigiX around the globe. Since Wednesday, this week, since the 1st of June, the last three in Africa. So in total, 39 flags are here. It looks like the United Nations of Open Internet.
It was nice to talk with you. Thank you, Ivo. Have a nice day.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Teşekkürler.